We're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita this morning. It's from Madhya Lila, chapter 4, and there's the verse on the board is text number. Actually, it goes on to Madhya Lila 5, text number 9. So there's quite a few verses to cover till we come to this one, where this one's got a purport. So I think. I think it's about 18 verses before we come to this one. So, try and stay awake if you can. You know, that'll be. Let's see which one it is. We start from. Yeah, 2 or 3. 2 or 3. Okay, so I'm going to read through the English, not all the Bengali, because well, class will be over by then. So, of course, it's not a bad thing. 2 or 3, so this is still the Madhavendra Puri's devotional service, pastimes, and then the next chapter, which we're going to go into, is called The Activities of Shakshi Gopal. Okay, so... we'll finally complete the Madhavendra Puri devotional service chapter. It's been a pretty long chapter. Okay, so this is the English. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love, and when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. When many people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, and there was a bell ringing. And they gave darshan. Sisi Radha Gokulananda ji ki, Sisi Taram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sisi Gornitai ki, Sila Prabhupada ki. So when many people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, which has just been done, and there was a resounding arti performance. When the deities were laid down to rest, the priest came out of the temple and offered all 12 pots of sweet rice to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you wonder what he did with the 12 pots of sweet rice. So. What would you do with 12 pots of sweet rice? So. When all the pots of sweet rice, remnants left by Gopinath, were placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very pleased. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of the pots. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priest. Then the 5 pots of sweet rice the Lord had accepted were distributed among the 5 devotees, and they ate the prasadam. So get a pot each, yeah. And then, being identical with Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sweet rice. Yet, just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sweet rice as a devotee. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is non-different. He is Radha and Krishna. So, the pots of sweet rice were offered to Gopinath. So, in that form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already had accepted, but then... just for the pastime, because he's playing the role of a devotee, so he accepted it again. So it's maha maha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night at the temple engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangal Arati performance, he departed. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopinath ji, Gopinath and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. One who hears this... Okay, so this is a benediction, so hear carefully. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. That's a nice benediction early in the morning. So, Jai Krishna, you just came in time for the benediction. So, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhirila, 4th chapter, describing Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. So, we go to chapter 5, and it's called The Activities of Shakshi Gopal. And we're going to read up till verse 9, and we'll recite verse 9 together. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmanya Deva, who appeared as Shakshi Gopal to benefit a Brahman. Walking on his own legs, he traveled for 100 days through the country. Thus, his activities are wonderful. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu, and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Walking and walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party finally arrived at Yajapur on the river Vaitarani. There he saw the temple of Varahadev and offered his obeisances unto him. In the temple of Varahadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing and offered prayers. He passed that night in the temple. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the town of Cuttack to see the temple of the witness Gopal. When he saw the deity of Gopal, he was very much pleased by his beauty. While there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing for some time. And being overwhelmed, he offered many prayers to Gopal. That night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the temple of Gopal, and along with all the devotees, he heard the narration of the witness Gopal with great pleasure. Previously, when Nityananda Prabhu had toured all over India to see different places of pilgrimage, he also had come to see Shakshi Gopal at Cuttack. Okay, so we're on the verse that's on the board. So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu had heard the story of Shakshi Gopal from the townspeople. He now recited this again, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration with great pleasure. Purport. The Shakshi Gopal temple is situated between the Bhuvaneshwar Kurda Road Junction Railway Station and the Jagannath Puri Station. The deity is not presently situated in Cuttack, but when Nityananda Prabhu travelled there, the deity was present. Cuttack is a town in Orissa situated on the Mahanadi River. When Shakshi Gopal was brought from Vidyanagar in southern India, he stayed for some time at Cuttack. Therefore, he was situated for some time in the Jagannath temple. It seems that in the temple of Jagannath, there was some disagreement between Jagannath and Shakshi Gopal, a disagreement called Prema Kalaha, a quarrel of love. You know? So, in order to settle this love quarrel, the king of Orissa constructed a village about 11 miles from Jagannath Puri. The village was called Satyavadi, and Gopal was stationed there. Thereafter, a new temple was constructed. Now, there is a Shakshi Gopal station, and people go to Satyavadi to see the witness Shakshi Gopal. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyabhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, begging permission from all the assembled Vaishnavas here and those online to be able to speak something on this transcendental subject matter, although not qualified. So, this is an amazing pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, having kirtan, and having many feasts, feeding his devotees sumptuously with pots of sweet rice. So you can see that this is not a dry process. It's a very lively and dynamic process, you know, of God realization. So there's never a dull moment in the Hare Krishna movement. If one is absorbed in chanting and dancing and glorifying and the Lord and honoring the Lord's prasadam and sharing that facility with others. So so this chapter is called The Activities of Shakshi, Shakshi Gopal. So Shakshi means the witness, the witness. So there are many witnesses, you know, the sun, the moon, all the different demigods, they are witnessing everything that we're doing. Although sometimes people who are who have a poor fund of knowledge, they think, oh, they can do something, you know, apparently to them secretly and get away with it, you know. But there's so many witnesses, you know, like that. And then the Shakshi also is the Antaryami, Paramatma within the heart, and he is witnessing everything, you know. So he's witnessing all the movements of the living entities, is witnessing the desires the living entity has, and the ones that can be seen and the ones that are hidden as well. You know, so they say like Lord Jagannath. You know, he's got very big eyes; he doesn't miss anything. You know, so so anyway, the Lord in this particular pastime, there was the story goes there was an elderly Brahmin. And he wanted to go on pilgrimage. And he was from Vidyanagar. And what he did was, he asked some young Brahmin to come with him on pilgrimage to be his assistant, you know. So the elderly Brahmin, he was from a very wealthy, well-to-do family, whereas the assistant young Brahmin, he wasn't from a very opulent or aristocratic background, but he was just a humble, menial, simple devotee. So anyway, they went on pilgrimage. So during the pilgrimage, the elderly Brahmin, they went to so many different places of pilgrimage and did their prayers and bathing and so many things. And then at one point, the elderly Brahmin, he got very ill. And the young Brahmin who was with him, he looked after him very, very nicely. And he cared for him and brought him back to health and so many nice services he rendered. So the elderly Brahmin, he was thinking that this young boy has served me so nicely that I want to show my gratitude. So he said to the young Brahmin that what I'll do is I'll give you the hand of my daughter in marriage, you know, as my gratitude. Because you're such a wonderful boy, I would love to have a son like you, you know. But you can be my son-in-law, you know. So this young Brahmin, he said, you know, well, you know, be careful what you're saying, because you know I'm not wealthy, and I'm a kind of a nobody, you know, really, and I was just helping out. And you know, once your family and everybody else hears about this, they might not agree, you know. So the elderly Brahmin said, no, you know, once I've given my word, I've given my word, you know. And so the young Brahmin, he wasn't convinced. So he said, well, if you want to make this statement, make this statement in front of the deity Gopal, you know, in Vrindavan, you know. So because then he'll be my witness, you know. So the elderly Brahmin said, yeah, no problem. I'll say in front of the Gopal deity that, you know, you're the witness, I'm going to give my daughter in marriage to this young Brahmin. So then later on, when they got back to their home and the elderly Brahmin, he let his wife know, and his other son, they were not very pleased. You know? The wife said, "Oh, you didn't even ask us. You didn't even consult me." And then the son said, "Oh, you know, this guy, he hasn't got any money. He's a nobody. You know, like, you're going to marry my sister off to him. You know, like that. Have you lost your marbles? You know." So then there was some, let's say, hesitation at best from the family. You know, so then when the young Brahmin came, he said, "Okay, right, I've come for the hand of your daughter, like you promised." So the elderly Brahmin said, "Well, actually, I don't recall any kind of anything like that. I know I've got a very bad memory. You know, I'm suffering from dementia." You know. I'm sure he didn't say that, but nowadays a lot of people are getting that, you know. So then he said, I actually recall, you know. So the young Brahmin said, "Well, you know, you gave your word and I gave my word and in front of the deity." So the son of the elderly Brahmin said, "Well, you know, he was a bit of an atheist." So he said, "Okay, well, If this young Brahmin is so convinced and everything, let him go and bring the deity. Let him go and bring the witness, Gopal. You know, then we will give out, you know, my sister's hand in marriage." Yeah? Because he thought, you know, that the deities, there's no deities are going to come, you know, walk hundreds and hundreds of miles. You know, so then the young Brahmin, he was very simple but very devoted. So he went all the way back to Gopal, and he asked Gopal. He said, "You know, you were the witness that the elderly Brahmin was going to give his daughter to me in marriage, but now he seems to have changed his mind." You know? So it's called moving the goalposts. And that happens sometimes. So actually, Brahmin is meant to keep his word. You know, whatever he says, he's meant to do. You know, like that. Otherwise, he's not following satyam. You know, like that. So, but then, Shakshi Gopal, the deity, spoke to the young Brahmin and said, "Who's ever heard of a deity walking, you know, all this way, you know, just to go all the way to be a witness?" So the young Brahmin said to the deity, "Well, who's ever heard of a deity talking, you know?" So the Shakshi Gopal agreed. He said, "Okay, I will go. I'll go with you. But if you look back to see if I'm still there, then I'll stop at that place, you know." So then they were walking, and it's like in the earlier it said they were walking for 100 days, you know. The young Brahmin could hear the ankle bells of Gopal. And at one point when they nearly got there, and he was thinking, "I can't hear anything." So he looked back, and Shakshi Gopal then stopped there, just outside the town or the village. But anyway, So this young Brahmin, he went into the town and he said, "Okay, I brought the deity now. Gopal is here as a witness." So the elderly Brahmin and all the villagers, they came out and they saw actually the deity of Gopal had come all the way, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles, walking hundreds of days just to uphold the word of his devotee and be there as a witness as he promised, you know. So that's a beautiful pastime. And Lord Nityananda, when he was on pilgrimage, he came to that place where this pastime was narrated. And then later he came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. He described this pastime to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raseshwar Krishnadas is here, is it? Rasaraj Krishnadas is here. So, I know his grandfather and his mother and his auntie and everyone. So, there's a story from 1979, you know. I think Jai Krishna Prabhu was there. It was, we were in the Mahabharat Youth Club. This is before we had joined the temple. We were coming to the Mahabharat Youth Clubs, and we were at the Lady Margaret Road Temple in Southall. We were having every Friday night, you know, big kirtan and nice discussions and prasadam and everything. And Shruti Prabhu was coming, Atmanivedana Maharaj was coming, Pranabandhu was coming, Dwarkapuri, Ananda Vigraha, Jai Krishna and many of his brothers were there, and I was there, and your mother, Yadurani, was there. I think she was nine years old at the time. Yeah? Either 9 or 10, you know. But I think the two sisters were coming, you know. And but then somehow, because we were getting too enthusiastic and some devotees were joining, so that Hindu temple, the Lady Margaret Road temple, they actually kicked the devotees out. They said that, you know, the community are complaining, you're taking all our children away. So then we had to move the Mahabharata Youth Club to the old South Hall, Ram Mandir, you know. And that was a little bit more run down than that place. So then at that place, we did our first drama, as, you know, before Bhaktivedanta plays and everything. This was the seeds, you know. So I think I played the old Brahmin, the father, you know. So I'd never done any drama before. So the devotee said, no, you got to do this. And Shruti Prabhu played the young Brahmin, you know. And Dwarka Prabhu played the son of the old Brahmin, you know. So, do you remember, what did you play? Yeah, okay. So, anyway, we did with that. So, I had hair then, we all had hair and stuff then, you know, so, because it's falling out now, but, so, use this dry shampoo, you know, so it was like to make the hair grow white or gray, you know. So we didn't really know, but the devotees were saying, this is a nice pastime and you have to do it. So, that was the first drama that we ever did. So, I was just remembering that, and then I remembered your mom as well, you know, at that time, you know. So, Shakshi Gopal. So, I think, so that was, Vrindavan to Cuttack was 855 miles, you know, like that. And they didn't get the bullet train or anything, or there was walking. So, and then later, because the deity Shakshi Gopal came and bore witness, to the young Brahmin, so then all the villagers, the family, even the son who was a bit, you know, arrogant and atheistic, he even accepted, you know. And then what happened is the king built a beautiful temple there, and the young boy and his new wife, they actually became pujaris and they took care of the deity. So the Lord is amazing. He performed so many amazing, beautiful pastimes. And he bears witness and will do anything for his devotees, you know. So, like sometimes people say that, you're worshiping, doing idol worship, you know, like you're just worshiping a stone or something. But there's so many, like, you know, statues, you know, of famous people. You know, if you go to London, you know, so many statues there. So. And that's idol worship, you know. You see the pigeons are coming and doing their business on the head, and once a year the municipality comes and clean it off, you know, like that. So, but this is deity worship, when you see the Lord is being, he's accepted the Archivigraha form according to Shastra, and Pran Pratishtha ceremonies have been performed, and that they're being worshipped with great love and affection and devotion. And they've been installed by the pure devotee, and they accept our service. So the Lord is everywhere; He's present everywhere. But because we have material senses, we can only, like, we're used to, you know, material things. So the Lord accepts a form in which He accepts our service. You know, so there was a few, like, interesting. What I'll do is there's a couple of verses that I think we all know because we recite most of them every morning, you know. But I'll just read the translation. So it's Brahma Samhita, and this one. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all, and he has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. So, he has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. So, and then this Venam Kanvantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Bharhavatam Samasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamani Abhishesha Shobham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with peacock's feather, and with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. Alola chanda kalasadva namalya vamsi ratnam gadam pranaya kelikalabilasham shamam tribanga lalitam niyata prakasham govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified with the moon locket, and whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shama Sunda is eternally manifest. Okay, and then I'll read this one, last one here, because it's quite long, so... Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their hearts of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. So they say that, you know, when if you want to see Krishna, then you can only see him when your eyes are tinged with the salve of love, you know. Prem anjana, you know. Prem anjana, bhakti vilochanena. So Krishna is there, he is present everywhere, he's in every atom, you know, he's within the hearts of all living entities. He's manifest as the deity, as the holy name, as the transcendental scriptures. He comes as the external manifestation of the, as a spiritual master. So he's everywhere. But to actually be aware and connect with Krishna, one needs that prem and bhakti, you know. So that anointed with the salve of love, you know. So this is all the process of bhakti, the nine processes of bhakti, the are there given to us by the great acharyas so that we can cultivate this devotion within the heart, and then we can gain that prem anjana. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share a few pastimes. So there was one devotee, his name is Alpesh Prabhu, Alpesh Patel. Some of you know him, he works with communications, you know, Bhaktivedanta Manor. So he lives in Wembley. So I think a few years back he was organizing a big New Year's Eve program in Hayes. Yeah, I think Bhaktivedanta players were there. Yeah, he did a play there. So then what he did was he booked a massive hall, and he paid the money from his own pocket, you know, to just get it going. And he thought, like, this will be booked out in no time, you know. So he was like, he put it on the internet and he gave tickets to everyone. But after 3 weeks, that only 100 tickets had sold, you know. And he was like really sweating. He was really worried because he wanted it to be a success. And the hall can hold 450, you know. So he was really worried, and he put a lot of money into it, and he put a lot of organization and team and everything. So he came to me and he said, I can't sleep at night. I'm in anxiety. I don't know if this is going to come off or not, you know. I really put everything into this, you know. And I said, well, go to Radha Gokulananda and just pray, you know. Let's see, you know, let's see how they deal with it, you know. So he went, he stood there in front of the deities, and he was praying to Radha Gokulananda, praying, you know. He wanted this, the whole thing to go nicely. He wanted many people to come and experience Krishna consciousness. Then suddenly, as he was praying, there was a flower that fell from Krishna's hand, from Gokulananda's hand, you know. then he came to me, he said, "Oh, Prabhu, when I was praying, this flower fell from Krishna's hand." You know, I said, "That means it's going to be fine." You know, isn't it? You know, fingers crossed. You know, no. But then what happened actually, within it was only like a few days left, and then suddenly all the tickets started selling like anything. Then he was telling me, he said, "Prabhu," he said, "we've sold out the tickets, and there's more people ringing up, and there's, you know." So we were at the event, Shruti Prabhu came with us, and Bhaktivedanta players were there. I don't know if you were there in Hayes, the event. Anyway, Kripamoya Prabhu was there, somebody. And then it was jam-packed, it was full, and there were still more people coming, you know, outside. So it was like, he said, "Oh my God, Krishna was just testing me." And he was just testing me, and he was pulling on my heartstrings and everything. He said, "But I just came and prayed to Radha Gokulananda, and then everything was fine, you know." He can do everything, but he just wants us to come to him, you know, and just take shelter. And he is happy to give everything. You know? So he said it was such a success, the program, the prasadam was fantastic, and the kirtan went right through, you know, at midnight for hours and hours, so many people were there. He had to turn people away, you know. It was like, so that was one thing. And then one time I met this couple, this English lady and an Indian husband, and they're from Southampton. So they came as guests, and I was taking them around. I was taking them to Srila Prabhupada's room to show them darshan. And then they had a 7-8-year-old boy with them, you know. So this lady said, she said, "Oh, something amazing happened." No, they weren't like practicing, you know, chanting or anything. But this English lady, she said that many years ago, what happened is, after she got married, she wanted to have children, but medically, she said that she went to the doctors. The doctors said that she would never have any children. Medically, it wasn't possible, you know. So she was very, very sad. And then she said somebody she met in Southampton said, "Oh, why don't you go to Bhaktivedanta Manor?" She said, "Well, what's that?" She said, "Oh, it's a Hare Krishna temple." She said, "You go there and you pray, you know." And then she was saying, "Oh, you know, I've never been there, but I'll try anything. I want to have a child, you know, and it's not medically possible. I will try." So the person, I don't know who it was, but told them, "So when you go there, you go in front of the altar." She said, "Don't pray to Krishna." He said, "Pray to Radharani, you know, that's Krishna's girlfriend, you know." And I said, "Pray to Radharani to have a word with Krishna." That's what she was. This English lady, you know, she hadn't been to a temple before, you know. So then she thought, "Well, you know, I've tried many other things, and I might as well try this." So she came all the way from Southampton, and she stood here in front of Radha Gokulananda, and she prayed to Srimati Radharani. You know, she said, "Please have a word with your Krishna, you know, that, you know, I very much want to have a child. Then soon afterward, she had a boy, a very healthy boy. And then when they came, the boy was 7 years old. He was here, you know, very, very healthy boy. You know, and since then, they were coming every time, you know. So, you know, it says the deity walked, you know, Shakshi Gopal. There's so many other, pastimes. And then our Prabhupada disciple, Ramadevi, you know, she was here for many years. Many of you know her. So she made many outfits and things, and she had made one outfit of for the deities that was actually, she got many different people involved in making parts of the outfit. And then one day, Ananta Gopal just decided, or maybe Jagat Priya Mataji decided, yeah, because you decide what we're going to wear now. Yeah. Anyway, between you somehow, decided we're going to put that particular outfit on. So they put that outfit on, but then later they found out actually it was Ramadevi's birthday that day, you know. And there's how many outfits are there here? 99, yeah? Okay, so soon to be 100, you know. So like out of 99 outfits, they picked that one, and it just happened to be the birthday of the person who organized, who made that outfit, you know. So people say maybe it's coincidence, you know, like that. But Krishna is... Krishna is manifesting all the time in people. So someone said, "Oh, do you experience Krishna? Do you experience, you know, do you see Krishna?" I said, "Yeah, well, now Krishna, he does so much magic every day. Now it's just, you know, it's a commonplace now, you know." So they said, "But how do you see?" I said, like, you know, like a young child, you know, they don't really notice what the parents are doing for them. You know, their parents are working hard, they're paying the mortgage, they're providing a roof over there, they're providing, you know, food and, you know, waking up in the middle of the night to feed the child and doing so many things. But the child is not conscious of all that. He's thinking, oh, it's only when you give me a teddy bear or, you know, I see you there, like that. But actually, it's like Krishna is doing everything for us. He's doing everything for us. But it's only we see a few aspects of it, and we think, oh, you know, he's doing everything for us. So by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas, everything is possible. So I think if we take this process of bhakti that we've been given, and we're very fortunate, we feel blessed, and we should really make a point of sharing this with others and giving them happiness. So we were in South London doing some Sankirtan, me and Sakiras. This was 1983, and we went to a shop in Tolworth, and it was a kind of grocery shop, and some Indian people there. And we said, oh, we're from Hare Krishna Temple, and we got some books and this. But the people were not so friendly. They didn't really want us there, you know. So the wife kind of, later she told us, but at times she told the husband, look, just give him a fiver and get rid of them, you know. So they gave us a fiver, and we gave them a science of self-realization, and then we went, you know. But we thought, oh, they're nice people, you know, like that. So we came back a few weeks or a month later with some more books, and they think, oh, no, it's not them again, Hare Krishnas, you know. It's me and Sakyaras, you know. So then we gave them some more books. They gave us another donation. Then after a while, this kept happening. So then they actually started to read the books, and then they actually started liking it, and it started to chant. And they had this kind of meat-slicing machine in that grocery shop. So we said to them, you know, there's so many other things, businesses you could be doing. You have to sell this meat, you know. So then they eventually sold that shop, and they got a card shop and doing other things, gift shop and stuff. Then, you know, doing 16 rounds a day, we would sometimes visit them, stay with them. And the devotee, his name is Vaishnavananda and Sudevi. So at the time, his name was Vyomesh. And we used to nickname him Vyomasura, you know. That was his nickname, Vyomasura, you know. So then he took initiation, his wife took initiation, and his children, you know, all Krishna conscious, even the grandchildren now practicing Krishna consciousness, just by going there. They weren't interested in the beginning, but, you know, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya does his magic. And then Sudevi's sister, we had gone to their shop in South Norwood. It was a newspaper shop. So they weren't interested either, you know, but they said, oh, just give him a tenner and get them off our back, you know. Like that. So we left them some books, and somehow they started to read the books. And then later on, it was Chandravali. She realized, oh, my sister's getting into this as well, independently from us, you know. So about 8 months ago, I met Chandravali here at the manor, and she said, you really messed us up, you know, because we used to have such a nice life. We used to buy a brand new car every year. We used to have 3 holidays a year and everything. Then you guys turned up, you know, with the books and all this chanting. And then now, you know, Krishna's taken everything away, you know. I said, yeah, but I said, Krishna, he doesn't take something away without giving you something better. So he's known as Hari, you know, he does take away. So he's taken away all your material things, but he's given you himself, you know. Like that. So Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sadurlabha. Such a great soul is very rare who realizes Krishna is everything. And if you have Krishna, you have everything, because everything comes from Krishna. But she was like winding me up, you know. Like that. She was actually very happy. She's a mentor. She, you know, her sons, and you know, they're all. So you never know who you're going to meet, you know, like, you know, whose door you're going to knock on, or what they're going to do, you know. So anyway, we have so much happiness that we share it with others. You know, we have so much sweets and kheer and, you know, rubbery. We can share that also, you know. Okay, so I think I've gone on long enough. We don't want to miss breakfast. So thank you very much for your patience. Is there any questions, any comments, or any corrections? Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Vaishnav Sangha Vaishnav Seva ki, Sri Harinam Prabhu ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.